In South Africa, Robert Patterson had met and become friendly with the pianist Julius Katchen.
It was Julius who said that he thought there was room for a young classical agent to start a business in London. With his encouragement and with no money, I took a little room in St. George Street, Hanover Square, and opened up shop, instantly thinking the telephones would start to ring and not realizing that really they don't. But soon that penny dropped. I slowly acquired, very much initially with Julius's help, a small list of classical artists, young pianists that I've now happily had the pleasure of seeing go a long way, like Misha Dichter and Ronald Torini and Jerome Rose. But it wasn't really after 6 months making any headway. And the classical world is, much though it was so close to my heart, is one where the £50 fees and the 10% commissions and waiting 2 years for them and artists changing their mind all the time about programs and conductors and so on, it didn't add up to much at the end of the day, and I had no real commercial experience. And I realized that if I was to stay in the business, I was really going to have to learn the hard way. The little agency built. But I knew that to really get the stars, I had to do something spectacular. I had to start at the top, if you like. So I made my little short list of unattainables, all classical unattainables. And curiously, there were four Russian emigres all living in America: Heifetz, Horowitz, Piatigorsky, and Stravinsky. So I saved up enough money to go to the States and met with all of them. Heifetz had just had a bad experience in England and didn't want to return. Piatigorsky's financial demands at that point were such that they really couldn't be met. Horowitz had not played for 14 years, although he said that if ever he did, he would come back to London. We got on very well at the time. But the one I persuaded to come was Igor Stravinsky. And on an unforgettable night of September 14th, 1965, my first presentation was Stravinsky at the Royal Festival Hall, which sadly turned out to be his last concert in England. But a concert which was of such amazing artistic experience for everybody that I think those 3,000 people will never forget it as long as they live. Thank you.